Welcome back to the Weekly Avos. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and this week we are learning two Mishnayos from the so-called sixth chapter of Pirkei Avos. Now, I promised last week that I would explain why it's the so-called sixth chapter. Actually, it's so-called Mishnah. It's not really either of those things, and I'll explain why. Really, Pirkei Avos has only five chapters. However, there is a widespread custom to learn Pirkei Avos on Shabbos afternoons in between Pesach and Shavuos. The problem is that there are 6 weeks from Pesach to Shavuos and only five chapters of Avos. It therefore became the practice to append another chapter from the Brisa. Brisa was teachings that were contemporary with the Mishnah, but that were not incorporated in the Mishnah. So this is a chapter that's known as either Kinyan Torah, the acquisition of Torah, or Perek de Rebbe Meir, the chapter of Rebbe Meir. And this was added because thematically it's appropriate for this to be learned alongside Pirkei Avos. And in fact, if you look in the Parish of Rashi, actually, you know what, why don't we read the Mishnah first, and then I'll read you that Rashi before we go further. So the first Mishnah in the sixth chapter says, Shanu Chachamim Beloshen HaMishnah, the sages taught in the language of the Mishnah, Baruch Shebachar Behem U'B'Mishnah Sam, blessed is the one who chose them and chose their teachings. Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says, Kol HaOsek B'Torah Lishma, anyone who studies Torah for its own sake, Zoche L'Dvarim Harbe, he merits many things. V'lo Od, and not only this, but the entire world is deserving for him. So he deserves the entire world, to switch the grammar around as we would say it. Nikra Rea, he's called a friend, Ahuv, beloved, Ohev es hamakom, he's someone who loves God, Ohev es habrios, he's someone who loves his fellow man, Mesameach es hamakom, he makes God happy, Mesameach es habrios, he makes his fellow man happy. Umabashto anava v'yira, and he is dressed in humility and reverence. Umachsharto liyos tzadik v'chassid v'yashar v'ne'eman, and he is prepared to become righteous and pious and upright and trustworthy. Umrachakto min hachet, and he's distanced from sin. Umakaravto liyidei zchus, and he's drawn near to merits. V'nehenin mimenu eitza v'sushia bina ugvura, and others merit from his advice, from his wisdom, from his understanding, from his strength, shenemar, and it quotes a pasuk in Mishle, Li Eitza V'Sushia, mine is counsel and wisdom, Ani Vina, I am understanding, Li Gvura, and strength is mine. V'Nosenes Lo Malchus U'Memshala V'Chikur Din, and he is given kingship and dominion and sharpness in judgment. Umagalan lo rozei Torah, and the secrets of Torah are revealed to him. V'nase kama'ayin hamiskaber uchinahar she'eno posek, and he's made like a spring that grows stronger and like a river that never ceases. V'hevei tznua v'erech ruach, he becomes modest and long-suffering. Umochel al elbono, and he forgives insults against him. That doesn't mean he forgives his elbow, it means he forgives his insults. Umagadalto, and he is made great. Umromamto al kol hamasim, and he is raised above all creations. So on this Mishnah, I would like to learn the Parish of Yachin, which is one of the pieces of the Tiferes Yisrael, which is a famous parish by Rav Yisrael Lifshitz. And if you have a Mishnah called Yachin and Boaz, there are two different parts named after the pillars that were in the temple. But before we get to that, I just want to read the first Rashi on this Mishnah. Shanu Chachamim Beloshen HaMishnah, the sages taught in the language of the Mishnah. Klomar, that is to say, Brisahi, this is actually a Brisa, so it was not canonized in the Mishnah. U'Beloshen HaMishnah Hishnuya, but it's taught in the same verbiage as the Mishnah uses. Aval Eino Mishnah, but it itself is not a Mishnah. U'Mashanu, and what did they teach? Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says, Ulufi Sha'ad Akshav Kol HaProkim Mishnah, and since until this point all the chapters were in fact Mishnah, Lufikach Hutzrach Lahodiyah Shemikan V'Elech Brisahi. Therefore it needs to tell us that from this point on we're actually learning Brisa. Umitok Shahalolu Divrei Haggadah Hain, but since these are words of Agada, they are the non-legal portions of Shas, Umasapras Be'ezek Talmud Torah, and it's teaching us about Torah study. Nahagula Amran Be'ezek Knesses Im Shar Prakim Halalu Shel Maseches Avos. It became the practice to learn them in the synagogue along with the other chapters of Pirkei Avos. So that's the explanation of why this isn't really a chapter of Avos. So Yachin tells us, Kol ha'osek b'Torah l'shma, anyone who studies Torah for its own sake, lo lavor yiras ha'onesh, not because of fear of punishment, midiyada ki Hashem tziva la'osokba, but it's because he knows that Hashem wants us to do this. Rak bavor shma ha'gadol, he's doing it only for the sake of his great name. Shinesbara lo kavod gadola, and it's great honor revealed for this. Ki hi tachlis kol adam v'tachlis kol habriya kula, because this is the purpose of every person, and it's the purpose of all creation. So one who studies Torah l'shma, zoche l'dvarim harbe, he merits many things. Arichus yamim, a long life, ubrachos and blessings, vahatzlochos and successes, osher v'kavod, wealth and honor, hamuz karim kulam, v'havtachos shebetorah kadosha, and all of these are explained in the Torah itself. V'lo od, ela shekol ha'olam kulo kedai hulo. Not only that, but the entire world is worthy for him. Shenachon lo sheyishtamish letzarko im kol shebaolam. It's appropriate for him to use as he needs everything in the world, shehakol kemishmarsav, because everything is like his attendants. Shirak bavuro nivra hakol, because for his sake alone was everything created. Nikra rea, he's called a friend. Shiroy lehischavirimo lishmar etzaso b'chol davar, because it would be worthwhile to become friends with him in order to hear his counsel on every matter. Ahuv, he's beloved. Dimimnei dasav hayakarim hu nehav mehakol, because of his precious character traits, he is loved by all. Oiv es hamakom, he's someone who loves Hashem. Osei mitzvasav yisparach me'ahava, he performs the mitzvahs of Hashem out of love. Ohiv es abrios, he loves mankind. Lo levad la'adam miyuchad, he doesn't only love an exceptional person. Ela afilu osan hamikhu kalin b'midos, even those who have not such great character traits. Obichatoyim, or sinners. She'ein lahovan rak midahein brios shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These are people who aren't really deserving of love on their own, they're only deserving of love because they are God's creations. Such a person makes Hashem happy. Ahava hainu belev b'shah hamaisa. Love is in the heart at the time of the action. Umasameach hainu b'hamaisa atzmo. But joy, making God happy, is in the deed itself. She'osa osa b'shleimus. Because he does it wholeheartedly. There is, in fact, more in this parish, but I think that that's as far as I want to go, because I just wanted to concentrate on the first part of this brisa. Moving on to Brisa Beis. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, B'chol yom v'yom bas kol yotzeis mehar chorev u'machrezes va'omeres. Every day a bas kol, literally it's an echo, but it's a heavenly voice. A heavenly voice goes forth from Mount Horeb, and it calls and it says, Oy lehem lebrios me'olbono shel Torah. It says, woe to mankind for their insult to Torah. Shekol mi she'eino osek b'Torah nikra nazuf, because everyone who does not occupy himself with the study of Torah is called rebuked. Shenemar, and it quotes a pasuk in Mishlei, nezem zahav ba'af chazir, like a gold ring in the nose of a pig, isha yafa v'saras tam, is a woman who is devoid of common sense. And we'll get a better idea what that means in just a moment. Va'omer, and it quotes another pasuk, in Sefer Shemos, Perek Lamed Beis, V'haluchos Maisa Elikim Hema, it says that the tablets that God gave Moshe were the work of God, V'hanichtav Michtav Elikim Hu, and that the script on them was the script of God, Charus Al Haluchos, engraved on the tablets, Al Tukra Charus, don't read that as saying Charus, engraved, Elacherus, rather read it as saying free, She'ein lecha ben chorin elamisha osek b'talmud Torah, because there's no such thing as a free person except for one who engages in Torah study. B'kol mi she'osek b'talmud Torah, and everyone who engages in Torah study, harei ze mis'ale, such a person is exalted, she'ne'emar, and it quotes a pasuk in Bamidbar Perek Chaf Aleph, u'mimitana nachaliel, u'minachaliel bamos. So it says they traveled from Matana to Nachliel, and from Nachliel they traveled to Bamos. And again, what this means, we will see just momentarily. So now we're going to look in the Parish of Rashi on this brisa. So it says, woe to mankind for their insult to Torah. Me'obona shel Torah. Me'obon she'obin es ha'Torah shehi aluva al she'ein la'oskin. Because the Torah is insulted when people don't occupy themselves with it. Nazuf, such a person who doesn't occupy himself with Torah is considered rebuked. Rashi says, menuda, he's actually excommunicated. Kamo, and it cites a pasuk in Bereishis, Perek Lamed Zayin. It says, v'yigrbo aviv, his father did something to him. Matarga minan, v'nazaf be'avuhi. So it says that he nazaf, it's that same word, nun zayin fe, that's what his father did to him. So it's a language of excommunication. In order to illustrate this point, it brings a pasuk from Mishlei, and it says, nezem v'zahav ba'af chazir. It's like a gold ring in the nose of a pig. She'enu mishamro, it doesn't take care of it. Elaholich v'novir ba'ashba umamis, but rather it rolls around in the dirt and it gets it disgusting. Ken tamen chacham shechaser matamim shel Torah. And the same is true of a scholar who lacks understanding of Torah, who ma'os k'menu dehazeh, he is disgusting just like this excommunicated person. She'en lecha ben chorin, because no one's free except for one who studies Torah. Because people honor him and they attend before him. And someone who doesn't occupy himself in Torah study is distanced from him. So we see that he's like an excommunicated person. And finally, that statement that one who occupies himself with Torah study is exalted, because the Torah says that they traveled from Matana to Nachliel and from Nachliel to Bamos. How does that prove anything? U'mimatana Nachliel, they went from Matana to Nachliel. L'malam in a pasuk hazek siv, earlier in this pasuk it says, u'mimidbar Matana, they went from the desert, the wilderness, to Matana. U'mimatana Nachliel, and from Matana they went to Nachliel. Kevan shenitna lehem Torah, since they were given the Torah, b'matana, as a gift, see Matana means a gift, Nachaluel, they inherited God, Nachliel, they inherited God. Klomar heviu bechelko. This means to say that God brought the Jewish people into his portion. Bekevan shechelko kel, and since God made them his portion, olim the gedula, they arose to greatness. Shenemar uminachliel bamos. And this is illustrated by the verse saying that they went from inheriting God to bamos, which refers to elevated places. So it's some wordplay derived from the pasuk, that they got the Torah as a gift, matana, and that made God their portion. And once God is their portion, they went to exalted high places. All right, that is the end of the first two brises in the sixth chapter, or in Kenyan Torah, or Perek Rabbi Meir. Join us next week, and we will be starting again with two Mishnayos from Perek Aleph.